beginning of this chapter to mention that Brother Dawood Adib, Jazahullahu Khaira, he had made about 5 tapes or 5 khutbah Jum'ah concerning the khushu' in the Salah, and is a translation and explanation to a small booklet, I think say 30 sababan lil khushu' fi salah, or something in this meaning, 30 reasons that you can obtain khushu' in your salah. And alhamdulillah that the tapes are available in Masjid al-Muslimin, Brooklyn, New York, as well Masjid al-Muslimin, Columbia, South Carolina. Alaykum salam. And I will encourage all the Muslims to obtain or at least to listen to these tapes. Why? Because Salah is one of the actions that we do, one of the ibadah that we do it every day. And the Salah is Imaduddin, is the main pillar of Islam. And the Salah is going to be the first thing that you're going to be questioned about it in the day of judgment. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying what the meaning is, أول ما يحاسب العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة فإن صلحت صلح سائر عملي كله وإن فسدت فسد سائر عملي كله. Okay, that the very thing that you're going to be questioned about it in the day of judgment, Rashid, is what? The Salah. What's the first thing? The Salah. Okay? What is the first thing you're going to ask you? No. The Salah, the prayer. Okay? Did you make prayer today? Good. So this is the first thing you're going to be questioned about it in the day of judgment. If it's good, everything else will come to be good. If it's corrupted, if it's spoiled, that means the rest of the action will be the same. As a result of having deficiency in our salah, it can be part of it that is no khushu', that you are not, and the best way that I want to use, or the best term that I can use for khushu', is being mindful in your prayer. That your mind to be in the prayer, not only your body in the prayer. Okay? Being mindful, that means putting your mind in the prayer. And this will be required that the limbs, your parts of your body, to act accordingly in a manner of respect and humbling yourself. So if the salah has deficiency, and this deficiency can come as a result of no khushu', or not enough khushu', not being mindful in your prayer, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the angel, انظروا هل لعبدي من تطوع, look, see if my slave servant have some optional prayer. Okay? Like when you enter the mosque and you pray 2 rak'at, or you make sunnahs after maghrib or witr prayer, all these things Muhammad will call it optional prayer, okay, which is not obligatory prayer. So when somebody have a problem with his main prayer, which is the obligatory prayer, there is a deficiency in it, it's short. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels, what, look, see if this man have anything in reserve, any optional prayer that he did. If you have an optional prayer, now will come to batch in your obligatory prayer, to try to make up for the shortage that you have in your obligatory prayer. Okay, so this is very important, that number one, will be mindful in our prayer, and number two, that we should always try to have a lot of optional prayer to make up. In actuality, if I can give you example, like somebody who carrying a spare tire, you see, driving without a spare tire, you're taking a big chance, is it? You're taking a big chance, because if you blow one of this tire, you have a flat, this is it, you're stuck on the highway. But when you have a spare tire, Now you can change it, even if it's a donut, okay? Not the donut that you eat. You know the donut? Yeah. But if you have a donut, at least you can drive on this donut for few miles until you go to the next gas station. So in the day of judgment, a person will be looking for anything to help. Assalamu warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Okay? And also in hadith that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us that when a person making salah does not mean that he getting the credit for the whole prayer. This is something we have to be very concerned about. Some people they get a third of their salah, some people they get fifth of their salah, some people get fourth of their salah. Okay, Allah knows best how many people they get a full credit for their prayer. Why? Because when you enter the prayer, what is count to you, what when your mind in the prayer. But you say Allahu Akbar, and after this your mind start to go to food line, and after this you go to the lab, you see, coming back again to the kitchen, and coming back to the masjid, and after this you hear the Imam say Sami Allah liman hamida, and now you wake up again, you come back your salah, couple of minutes, okay, I have an interview tomorrow, and after the interview, now you start to think what you're going to wear for the interview, and you keep going like this in salah, the next thing you hear the Imam saying what? As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, and this is the time that you're coming back with your mind and your thoughts to the prayer. So in actuality, all this time that your body been in the musalla, but your mind been in food line and been in the closet and been on all these places, this is the time will count you when your body and your mind were in the masjid. You see? And you know how much time really your mind stay in the prayer. This applies to me and to you, applies to everybody. Being part of being a human being. Okay, and you know, living in this life is a struggle. Plus the shaitan also is working. Yeah? Even if you try to be mindful in your prayer, the shaitan is working in you and try to remind you about everything that you could not remember before. So the khushu' in the salah is something very, very, very important. And that the khushu' of the salah, okay, will be one of the things that will depart this ummah, depart from the life of this ummah, and will be like the saying says that salah bila khushu' ka jasadin bila rawh, that prayer without khushu' and humiliation and being mindful is like a body without a soul. Okay, like a body without a soul. And you imagine what a body without a soul, what is the benefit of it? Okay, it doesn't have too much. We don't keep body without a soul. Regardless how much you love this person, she's your wife, he's your husband, he's your son, he's whatever, the soul leave, this it. Is it right, Sammy? We don't keep the body. If the soul leaves, this it. So the salah without khushu' is like a body without a soul. Is it right, Amina? Amira? You mad today? Okay. And one of the things, like I say, I'm not going to go through all these things, but if we listen to these tapes, and I'm not trying to commercialize saying tapes here to you, but the subject is very important. And as the evidence that I'm not trying to sell the tapes, you can even borrow them, listen to them, bring them back for free. But it's very important to listen to this 5 Jum'ah Khutbah by Sheikh Imam Talib Da'iya Brother Dawood Haji Imam Abu Tasneem Dawood Adib Al-Athari. You have to put all these titles on this, or otherwise you'll be in trouble when you go to Brooklyn. So the first hadith, hadith 187, is say Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu qal, نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يصلي الرجل مختصرا. متفق عليه. واللفظ المسلم ومعناه أن يجعل يد على خاصرته. جزاك الله خيرا. ذات رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى ميزه فبيت أصاص. يصلي الرجل مختصرة. That mean he will put his hand over his خصر. مفوق تسألتك الأول أنا حطيت يدي. Where is the خصر? Let's see what he said in English here. Oh, the waist. Okay, your waist. You know, gone in this bone in top of your. Got your stomach to the side, left side, under the ribs, right away, and you put your hands. You see some, I don't know, maybe some of you who went overseas, you see some people praying like this, okay? Like you see some people also praying like this. Maybe you saw this one. These people who pray like this because they said the heart is here. So this like you keep your heart awake. Yeah. You see people praying like this. So Rasulullah ﷺ forbade the person to pray like this. Okay? To put the right hand on the left hand and put it to the side. But the proper way is to what? To put the right hand on the left hand on your chest. So the Messenger of Allah ﷺ forbade keeping one's hands on one's waist. Keeping one's hands on one's waist while praying, agreed upon. The version is that of a Muslim, and its meaning is to put one's hands on his waist. And in the version which in collection of Imam al-Bukhari, إن ذلك فعل اليهود. This is the action or the imitation, the act or the practice of the Jewish. Okay, the Jewish people, when they pray, this is the way how they pray. Hadith 188, page number 87, عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا قدم العشاء فابدأوا به قبل أن تصلوا المغرب. Now this is something very important. قدم إذا, which means if, قدم mean presented, العشاء with the فتحة different from العشاء. العشاء with the كسرة in the عين will be the prayer of إشاء. العشاء with the فتحة on the عين will be the dinner. Okay. فابدأوا start به with it. قبل means before, and تصلوا you perform المغرب. This is a new addition that we added today to our class that we give word to word translation. General meaning that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying if supper is brought and prayer is ready, start with the food before you pray the Maghrib. Okay? Now we see why. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants you to be mindful in your prayer. Dinner is there and time of prayer is there. You start with what? You start with the dinner. Why? Otherwise you be praying, your body will be in the musalla, in the prayer, and your mind and your stomach there on the kitchen table. Okay? So we don't need this. So to prevent this, we want you, your mind, your body, your stomach, everything to be in the salah. So go and fulfill your needs or your wants first, and after this come and make your salah. So you are not thinking anymore about the food. You are not thinking anymore about the food, okay? So this will help you to be thinking about your salah, to have more khushu'. And we understand in Surah Al-Mu'minun, the believers, When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praise the believers and promise success to them, he said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. He did not say those who perform a prayer, but say, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, success are for the believers, those who are khashi'un in their prayer. He did not say those who perform the prayer, because there is some people perform a prayer like they doing jumping jacks, up and down, this it, okay? But Allah prays and promise success to those who are mindful, those who are humble in their prayer. Not, you understand, he started the prayer, as soon as he say Allahu Akbar, now he see what time it is, and now it's scratching, and now the tie is too tight on his neck, and now you understand he waves his fly, and now he scratching, and the ant bite, and everything start as soon he say Allahu Akbar, everything is bothering him. You see, this is not the way how a person is supposed to be in the prayer. Hadith 189 عن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قام أحدكم في الصلاة فلا يمسح الحصى فإن الرحمة واجهه. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. وزيد حبيب. This hadith 189 that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported by Abu Dharr, if qama stood up ahadukum, one of you, fi in as-salah, the prayer, fala is not supposed to yamsah, wipe or touch, wipe is the proper way, al-hasa, pebbles, فَإِنَّ indeed الرَّحْمَة mercy تُوَاجِهُ facing him. This hadith is authentic, is in the collection of Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood, At-Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْبَغَوِي. Tirmidhi had point or had classified the hadith to be Hasan. So now this also shows you that you are not supposed to be concerned, because special when somebody making salah and the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I explained before, doesn't have this rug and all this fancy things that we're praying on. So you have pebbles and you have sands and things like this. And sometimes people concern about when they go to make sujood that to level it, okay, make it smooth when you go to prostrate. But this, it takes away from your concentration on the prayer. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving direction that when one of you go to make salah, let him not to be touching the pebbles and try to level it down and making it smooth, because the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is facing him, so he shouldn't be occupying himself with something else. Hadith 190, I didn't read the hadith, I'm sorry. Hadith 189 narrated Abu Dharr, may Allah be pleased with him, that the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what the meaning is, when one of you is praying, he must not remove pebbles from his face, for the mercy is facing him. Okay, so this can be one of two meanings, that when you prostrate and when you get up, there is some dust or some small pebbles sticking to your forehead, or that you try to level the ground so not to bothering you too much. So regardless this or that, that you shouldn't be busy with these things, because this will take you and disturb your attention in the prayer. Okay? So join and enjoy the mercy that you are in your salah, and stop be blame and concern about that something dirty get in my face, or that my hair came in my face, and you try to fix your hair, try to fix your kufi, all these things. Okay, people be making salah, and the next thing, every moment going up, you make sure the kufi is right, everything, my hair, and the part in his hair is still good, is not that messed up, and keep brushing it. And if he have a box, whatever you call it, every time he get from the sujood, he try to make. These people, they are not thinking about, he's concerned about his hair. He's not concerned about his salah. And all these things taken what? From the khushu' and the humiliation in the salah. You're supposed to be in the salah, showing your slavery to Allah. Showing your slavery to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like some of the salaf, they said al khushu' fi salah mean sukoon, not to move. And al baghawi said al khushu' fi al badan wal basar wal sawt, that al khushu' humiliation in the salah will be in your body and in your vision as well as your voice. You don't disturb everybody, you can read enough for you to listen. Okay, and also that your sight doesn't go everywhere. You look where you prostrate. This is to help you to have khushu' in the salah. Everybody move and you see who came, who joined the rank, who's there, what's he wearing. So you need everything to humiliate and to be slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially during the salah. And Abu Shayma said, هو التذلل والتواضع لله بالقلب والجوارح. That Abu Shayma said, this humiliation and humbling yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart as well as your limbs. Next hadith 190 عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الالتفات في الصلاة فقال هو اختلاس يختلسه الشيطان من صلاة العبد. سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الالتفات في الصلاة فقال هو اختلاس يختلسه الشيطان من صلاة العبد. عائشة من الله ببليز وزهير قالت said سألت that mean I ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عن الالتفات, الالتفات to be looking around here and there في الصلاة, during the صلاة. فقال, he said, هو, that mean الالتفات, looking here and there, اختلاس, استلاس, اختلاس, stealing, taking something in a hidden way. اختلاس mean stealing. يختلسه الشيطان, that the شيطان will snatch it away and take it headily من صلاة العبد. Okay, general meaning that she asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about looking at the sides during prayer. Regardless you move in your head or only with your eyes, okay? Be distracted in your prayer, looking here and there. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, it is something which the devil snatches from slaves' prayer. Okay? The shaitan is standing there trying to take away, to steal something from your prayer. So you have to go over guard, protect your prayer, make sure the shaitan doesn't take any moment out of it. So don't keep looking right or left or here. Keep your eyes to the place where you make your prostration. وللترمذي عن أنس وصححه إياك والالتفات في الصلاة فإنه هلك فإن كان لابد ففي التطوع. This hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described al-iltifat, looking around during the salah, to be a destruction. Is what is destruction? So you can see what is a serious meaning. Is destruction. If you could not help it, will be in the voluntarily or optional prayer. So the rules is relaxed little bit in the optional prayer. Like we spoke last week, that we can make salah on the camels, on side the car while we're driving in the optional prayer. We can even make in salah not facing the Qibla while we're driving. So the rules relaxed little bit here concerning the optional prayer. Next hadith, which 191, page 88. عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان أحدكم في الصلاة فإنه يناجي ربه فلا يبصقن بين يديه ولا عن يمينه ولكن عن شماله تحت قدمه. متفق عليه. عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا if كان أحدكم one of you was في الصلاة in the prayer فإنه indeed he is يناجي means talking softly, quietly, in very low voice, munaja, like almost like whispering, okay? Yunaji, Rabbahu, his Lord. Fala, don't, yapsuqanna, spit, baina, between, yadaihi, his two hands, wala, and not, عن يميني on his right ولكن but عن on شماله his left تحت means under قدمه foot. This hadith in the collection of Al-Imam Al-Bukhari as well as Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi. Narrated Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, when any one of you is engaged in the salah, the prayer, he is holding intimate conversation with his Rabb, so he should not spite, he shouldn't spit neither in front of him nor to his right side, but to his left side under his foot. Agreed. Okay. So the proper manner in the salah, if a person have to and he could not help it and he have to spit, that he has a lot of mucus or anything like this, that he have to understand and be mindful about what he's engaged in, that he in a private conversation with his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for him to respect the direction of the Qibla as well as the right side. So if he have to spit, will be under his foot to the left side. And also it can be used a handkerchief or napkins or whatever it is, because you are not going to do this on the rug here in the Musalla, okay? Yeah. So I say, brothers, the Prophet ﷺ said it's okay. Yeah, he said okay, but you know where he said okay. And how is his musalla or his masjid used to be? Okay, a dirt. So, if a person, you understand, in a condition that he have to relieve himself from this mucus, he may take the end of his shirt, turban, khimar, or if you have a napkin, okay, he can pull it and he can put it in it, okay, and put it back without making too much movements and things like this. Hadith 192. وعنه قال كان قرام لعائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها سترت به جانب بيتها فقال لها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أميطي عنا قرامك هذا فإنه لا تزال تصاويره تعرض لدي تعرض لي في صلاتي. كان قرام لعائشة رضي الله عنها. قرام is a like a piece of material light and with strips or with lines with different colors, exactly like what we call today like a curtain, like in but a curtain in a door, okay, but with a colorful one. This is a qiram. Let me see what he used. A qiram here, a soft piece of cloth with colors. Okay, now you think I was cheating you that I saw it before. I'm telling you I didn't. So Aisha radiallahu anha, and look, she said satarat bihi janib baytiha. She used it as a sutra, as a veil. Not you understand like some people, yarhamukallah. Now you have curtains on the walls. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't command us to cover walls. Okay? You are not turning your house to a Kaaba now. But the curtain for purpose of covering. Now we found nowadays people have these curtains because now the money became too much. It's some people, they don't know how to use it. So the only thing now, try to see how to do to decorate the house and curtains. So now the wall been built and the wall been painted and the wall be have different codes and the wall have a paper what you call this
wallpaper,
and over this would be a curtain over the wall.
Over the wall or the windows?
No, over the walls. Okay? But on the windows, they cover windows, glass, so people do not see you. This is okay. But I'm talking about people using curtains for covering walls. This became part of the fashion. Maybe some of you, because all most of you middle class people, you didn't see these things. I, alhamdulillah, I've been different places sometimes. I'll tell you about what's happening, okay? I want some houses that look like a mansion, okay? You don't know if you are in a house or you are in the White House. Anyway, so Aisha has this Quran for the purpose of covering as a sutra. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, "Amiti," that means remove. "Anna qiramaki hadha." Why? "فإنه لا تزال تصاويره تعرض لي في صلاتي." Because the siwar or the pictures or the colors or the lines, the straps, the stripes that was in it, it came coming to the vision and the mind of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which causing disturbing for him during the salah. And this to teach us that anything which in your way as a form of disturbing, if in your means to remove it, that you should remove it. And this is also something to tell you and shows you about the bid'ah of some people, that You go in the masjid, you found all kind of colors and wall-to-wall verses written in the walls. كلما دخل علي زكريا المحراب وجد عنده رزقا. So a special verse on the Qibla, and after this in the walls, from wall to wall, to find Ayatul Kursi. And when some people come to our masjid here, they say, what's wrong with you people? What's the walls? Nobody will know that it doesn't look like a masjid. What a masjid supposed to look like? Huh? So you say you don't have a mihrab, and you don't have Quran written in the wall, you don't have this, you don't have that. We want to practice the way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some imams now are going to tell you it depends on your intention. It's nothing called your intention. You see? It depends on your intention. I don't care about your intention. My question to you, was the mask of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has verses of the Quran written on it? Yes or no? This is all what I want to know. I'm not concerned about your intention. Why? Okay? Because this is a tricky way that some imams now, everybody asking him about a question and say what? It depends on your intention. If you think this brings you closer to Allah, now is haram, is bid'ah. If you think, what you think or what I think? I don't care what you think, what I think. All what I'm concerned to imitate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in everything. Did the Prophet do it? Did the Sahaba do it? If no, I don't need it. Settle, the case is settled. It's khalas. Bas. Yes. So Aisha radiallahu anha had ikram, with which she had screened one side of her house. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, take away this kiram of yours, for its pictures are still displayed in front of me during my prayer. He made a note here, and I don't know, it means that anything which diverts attention, same thing again. You see, brothers, I'm almost to be a sheikh. Everything I'm telling you, when I look in the footnote, I see the inshallah, I'll be sheikh soon. Okay. واتفق على طائفة إنها تهني عن الصلاة وكأنها تلهين عن الصلاة. Other versions the same meaning. Hadith 193 before the tape click. How much time, Habib? Approximately 50 minutes. 50. Oh, I should slow down now and go in more bid'ah. Okay. وعن جابر ابن سمرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا ينتهين أقوام يرفعون أبصارهم إلى السماء في الصلاة أو لا ترجع إليهم. Very serious. جابر ابن سمرة, may Allah be pleased with him, that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا ينتهين, let them stop, أقوام, people, يرفعون, they raised, أبصارهم, their eyes or their vision, إلى السماء, to the sky, في الصلاة, in the prayer, أو لا, otherwise, ترجع, return, إليهم, to them. Narrated Jabir ibn Samra, may Allah be pleased with him, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those people who raise their eyes to the heaven while in salah should stop doing so, or else their sights will not return back to them. I'm sure most of you don't understand what it is, but you notice there that some people, I'm not going to mention especially what country, but after they go up from ruku' say Sami Allahu liman hamidah, Sami Allahu liman hamidah Rabbana lakal hamd, and they look up like this. Okay, this is a habit with some people. Say Sami Allahu liman hamidah Rabbana lakal hamd, and they look up. And this is danger. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you don't do this. Okay, don't do this. Otherwise, it may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause you to lose your vision as a result of doing this. Because this, it doesn't show respect and humiliation in the salah. Everything in salah is about slavery, is about humiliation, about being down. You see? So when you're looking up like this, no. This is not the proper way. وَلَهُ عَنْ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا قَالَتْ سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ لَا صَلَاةَ بِحَضْرَةِ الطَّعَامِ وَلَا هُوَ يُدَافِعُهُ الْأَخْبَثَانِ لَا صَلَاةَ بِحَضْرَةِ الطَّعَامِ وَلَا هُوَ يُدَافِعُهُ الْأَخْبَثَانِ عَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ ورحمة الله وبركاته. 2, 3, 2. How it jump from 15 to 5? I don't know that I talk that fast. Okay. This hadith in the collection of Imam Muslim. Okay. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La, no salah, no prayer. In the present, bihadra, hadra means the presence, not al-hadra ta'til, Allah hay. At-ta'am, food. ولا neither وهو while يدافعه الأخبثان forced or fight against الأخبثان the two evil one or the two bad one. Okay, general meaning of the hadith is the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said no salah, that means the salah is not acceptable, no salah in the presence of food, neither while you want to use the bathroom. Okay? The reading of the hadith narrated Aisha in another version that Rasulullah, I hear the Prophet ﷺ saying, no salah prayer can be rightly offered with food brought before the worshipper or when he is rest resisting the urge to relieve himself of the filth. Okay? So when the food is there, eat first. So your salah, your mind will be in the salah, not in the food. And if you want to use the bathroom, you better go use the bathroom first, make a fresh wudu, relax yourself, so your mind will be in the salah, not thinking about, you think I'm going to be able to make it, or how much, or 2 rak'at more, or 1 rak'ah more, or I hope the imam hurry up and do, you understand? You could not make salah like this. Your mind is not there. What kind of salah is this, okay? Last hadith 194 عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تثاؤب من الشيطان فإذا تثاؤب أحدكم فليقظم ما استطاع رواه مسلم. That yawn is from the devil. When one of you is yawning or making تثاؤب, let him control it as much as he can. Why the hadith came here? Because in other versions say fi as-salah, that when one of you yawn in salah. Okay, so this is the reason that the protein. But from the adab of yawning in general, that you don't say and make all this noise. Number one, you have to control the noise, and number two, you cover your mouth. Okay? Just inshallah, by this hadith, we had covered the second chapter for today, and next week, if we're still alive, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, we start a new chapter concerning book of prayer, which is chapter number 6 concerning al-masajid, page number 90. If any minutes left, if anybody have comments, correction, anything, We be glad to entertain it now. You have anything, Mujahid? Okay. Sister Zainab. Inshallah. Alaykum salam. Okay. We understood that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was carrying his granddaughter. Okay? He was carrying his granddaughter during the salah. And when he used to sit, or when he used to prostrate, he used to put her down. To the best of my understanding, the what you call it, tatlars, that you could not prevent them from this. But if you can avoid it by stepping closer to the sutra, this would be much better. Because we understand Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in one hadith, I think was a sheep, and that he tried to bat in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept walking closer to the sutra until he reached all the way to the wall, which was his sutra, and his stomach touched the wall, and he let this animal go behind him. So if as a child who's walking and you can avoid it by walking towards your sutra, you should do it. But little babies that they don't understand and that you could not avoid it will be okay. Nevertheless, it's not going to break your salah, boy or a girl. Okay? Because when we talk about the hadith is talking about a woman who reached age of puberty. Are you stretching, Sammy, or are you saying bye-bye?
No, I got a question.
Okay, brother.
Are you supposed to say anything after you yawn?
No. There is nothing to be said. It's something became famous with some people that when they yawn, they say, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. But it's not. Yes, it is from the shaitan, but it's no zikr there that for you to say, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem.
No hadith, sir.
Do you have it? Have it? Neither of me.
The book must be
done. You see, now we are not going to go back again and say,